Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk to Jarrett Sutton right now. Talk some college basketball, NBA basketball, hair. We can talk about whatever we want with Jarrett Sutton. What's up, Jarrett Sutton? How are you?
I'm good, Stephen. How are you guys? I must say I appreciated the Gary Lezak segment. I was catching up with Jake on that. So
yeah.
Maybe we can talk about that, too, as well.
I'd like to publicly apologize for coming to you 15 minutes late, but on behalf of the show
great.
And me as a producer. Hey, Jarrett, can you come
great.
On the show at 8 a.m. on Friday? Sure, I can. Well, I really meant 8:15. Just kidding.
I learned something new about the weather, though. It was great.
I learned something new about Nate.
Well, that's
right.
True.
That's right.
But usually we go to our 8 o'clock guest just about 10 minutes late. Today it was 15.
It's fine. An additional five, no big deal.
We have Jarrett Sutton on the phone. And so, Jarrett, the first teams have taken the court for practice in the NBA bubble. I've enjoyed some of the – I like Patrick Beverley's IG video that he said, look, the bubble's what you make it, and looked like he had 20 boxes containing white T-shirts, and then he had his entertainment area set up, and it looked like some delicious foods, although people have been making fun of some of the food that the players have been provided. I mean, Joel Embiid like tweeted out steak and shrimp. I'm like, all right, you know, put me in that bubble. What have you thought so far, or what have you on the buzz now that players are there in the bubble and we're seeing what they're eating, what they're doing, how they're interacting, and now we're getting some teams on the practice floor?
Yeah, it's good to have, you know, all the teams down in Orlando now. I actually was catching up with Damari Carroll through social media, and I saw some of the posts he was making about the meals that he was getting, and, you know, he kept saying, he's like, man, this is living good. He was happy to be down there. And
It looked good to me, too.
I agree. It looked good to me, too. And I think that's probably the shared sentiment for most of the players. You know, again, this is the first few days. We got a long way to go down there. We flew down there as a team on Wednesday. It was the first time our group was together, all our players in one area, as we're getting ready to fly to Orlando. We had practices and workouts in New Orleans, but we were going in groups. So we had a morning group, an afternoon group, but also those groups were split up with on-court work, weight work, and conditioning, and then obviously work with the training staff. So it was a weird process when we were back in market. Now we're in Orlando. We have our first practice as a team, the first practice that we've had prior to shutting down back in March. We have that today, and then we'll get ready for these three scrimmages coming up. But it's going to be a long, you know, process. Scrimmages start on the 22nd, so there's about a 10-day training camp practice time here that every team will get and kind of get used to this bubble and this phase that we're in. And I'm curious how the guys, you know, handle everything that's going on with the testing. And obviously there'll be entertainment for the players, and I'm curious how that goes. We're kind of seeing the tweets about the food. I think probably the next phase is the entertainment that's going to be down there for the players and staff. But it's good just to have it, you know, trending in the right direction. There's been a lot of players that have been signed around the league, particularly with Brooklyn, with the situation that they have going on with players that have tested positive that are sitting out the return to play. They've signed a few players, one, Michael Beasley, to stick with the local flavor from K-State.
Now we're talking.
I think he's got a really good chance to play and compete for next year on their roster. So it's going to be a fun experience, and just excited that we're trending closer and we're getting closer to some real game action.
So we'll get to Michael Beasley in a second, but when it comes to the Instagram posts and the tweets about food and everything, Rajon Rondo, apparently not satisfied with his hotel room, put out a picture of his room and said, Motel 6, hon. And his room looks really nice to me.
It looked good. I said when I saw that, Like, I would like to stay there for like a week or at least.
I saw that and I was like, that dude's never stayed in a Motel 6. He never ever stayed in a Motel 6. Like, that was a staple in the Goody household.
Yes.
It was like, you know, we're out in Colorado. We're stopping at the first Motel 6 we can find. And it looked nothing like that.
Yeah, they'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah. A free pub.
What did you think of that room? I'd stay in that.
Well, and the funny thing is, you know, all the teams are staying in three hotels. And it goes by seating. So
and they're not just hotels, by the way. They're resorts.
Right. Yeah.
They are resort. They are a five-star resort.
You can't park in front of your room.
No, they're five-star resorts where they're staying
so
at.
So nobody's in a Red Roof Inn down there.
No.
That's what you're saying. All right.
Yeah, they're not swimming at all. I think Jake said it best. They're definitely resorts. I mean, our places would be the third best resort, if you will, and our staff, I talked with my GM yesterday, and he said it's great, that they've been really happy with everything, and the league has taken all the measures to make sure when you arrive, you know, they're handling the bags, and they're handling your check-in, and they're making sure you're getting, you know, all your sensors and everything that you need for this bubble that we're in, and they've been really impressed, and I'm not surprised by that. So, you know, players are going to say what they want. It's going to be unique, so you're going to hear that, you're going to see that. But we're doing the best we can, and honestly, I've been really happy with what I've been hearing, not just from our group, but from other teams, players that have put stuff out there, things you're hearing. It seems like everything's going pretty well. The Raptors were the first team down there. They've been down there now for over a week, and they've said things have gone really well. They haven't had a positive test. They're handling the procedures the right way, and you know, they're making the most of it. I'm excited to have the competition part of this back. So hopefully all this will kind of subside and we can start talking about basketball again.
We have Jarrett Sutton on the line. And do you think this format and the way everything's happened and you know, the layoff, and now coming back and finishing the season the way they have planned, does this format favor any of the contenders more than others, you think? Or is it you think it'll be pretty even playing field?
You know, I think it'll be an even playing field once we get to the playoffs. You know, I think the format and just the timeline that we've been on, you know, going back, you know, back to April, May, trying to figure out what the return to play was going to be, and then now where we're at, looking ahead, we're getting ready for this scrimmaging portion of the phase where we're back to return to play. The scrimmaging part of this is the most important piece. We're going to be doing some inter-squad stuff for 10 days and have, you know, this training camp, and then we'll get into the scrimmages. And that's going to be a big key for the league to see where we're at going into the return to play and the end of the regular season and closing out the regular season, which we're competing for the eighth spot. I think for us, it is a benefit to us. I know there's been a lot of talk around, well, we're in it because of Zion, and that is very much true. I also think we were one of the hottest teams in the NBA going into the break, and we were really right at the heels of the Memphis Grizzlies for that eighth spot. We had the easiest schedule remaining, so we weren't able to complete the easiest schedule we had in the NBA. And so just the fact that we're able to compete, we also have a great ability to not only play our way into the eighth spot, but have a chance to really compete in the playoffs because we're finally fully healthy and we have all our guys back. And we were playing some good ball right before the break. So we're excited about that. So I think there is some comments around us being in and that, you know, that we're just in and there's this play-in to end the regular season because of Zion and Ja and these players that are young players that I think are trending for the league to have out there, especially in two smaller markets for the NBA. But I think once we get to the playoffs, it's going to be a similar format that we're used to. Yeah, it's going to be different because it's just in one location. There's no fans. I mean, everything that every other league is dealing with, we're dealing with too. But I still think it's fair. And I think this comment too, and we've talked about this before, about the asterisk next to whoever wins an NBA title, I think that's kind of bogus because this has been such a challenge to just get to this point in the schedule. And then, you know, hopefully everything goes smoothly once we get to the scrimmages, once we return to play and we're finishing the season. It's going to be a challenge. I mean, you got the Brooklyn Nets who are without their main star players, the four pillars of their franchise. They're not even in Orlando. And so they've been signing players and they're still in this playoff format and they want to kind of make a run and see what they got. And so it is going to be a different situation, but I still think whoever wins the title has had to deal with a lot, and there's a lot of adversity that has come this season to every organization. And I think it's a testament to players that are playing, that want to play, that want to compete, and want a chance to try to win a title. It's going to be different, but I commend them because it's something that we need, and we just need to finish the season, and I think it's going to be good just to have the sport back for NBA fans.
Jared Sutton is our guest. Jared, I had one follow-up. You mentioned Zion a couple of times, and obviously there's another story out about Zion and his stepfather taking $400,000, and these stories have been coming out over the past couple of months, and he's been mentioning a lot of them, but they haven't had to deal with the media, and so it hasn't really been a distraction. Yeah. Do you think any of this, once play starts back up again, I mean, I would imagine they're able to protect him because of the minimal media access and prevent that from being a distraction for him. And I don't know if it would have been or not, but it is, you would think if there is any media access for him, he'll get asked about it, but maybe not. Maybe this is, this and the way this has happened has prevented this from becoming a distraction for him.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a situation that, you know, we're really out of, right? I mean, this is a situation that took place, before we drafted Zion. And I will tell you this, the kid is laser focused right now. It doesn't seem like it's a distraction at all for him. He's in the best shape he's been in. And honestly, I said this a couple weeks ago with you guys. I think this is the most excited I've been with Zion, just because he's not only confident, he's healthy. He's been working on his game. And I think he's had a little taste of what success is in the NBA for him and for our group. And I think he knows his impact. I think he knows his role. And I think he realizes the opportunity that's in front of him. I do think this is something that, yes, it's probably in the back of his mind that he's got to deal with. You know, it's a situation that him and his representatives are handling and dealing with. But I don't think it's a distraction for him or our team when we're down in Orlando. And like I said, this is something that is a situation that is ongoing, and it's something that he's going to have to handle. But I do think his focus right now is this return to play, finishing his rookie season and finishing on a high note. It was a struggle for him early on in the year with the injury. There was so much made of that injury. And you want to talk about media access. I mean, constantly around him, wondering when he's going to come back, wondering when he's going to be able to play. You know, is his weight going to be a problem? And now he's in great shape and he's ready to go. And for basketball fans, I would think you got to be excited about him being in this format where we're returning to play and having the end of the regular season, but also Ja Morant as well, one of the younger star emerging players in the league. And for us, our two core programs to be competing for that eighth spot is going to be really exciting. And I know that's his focus and that's our focus as a group as well.
Jared Sutton is our guest, and you talked a couple times about the Brooklyn Nets and the roster issues that they have, and the fact that K-State Wildcat Michael Beasley has joined that team as a supplemental player. Jamal Crawford, who has obviously been a big-time player in the NBA, joining the team as well. What do you think, what are your expectations of what those guys can bring to the table for the Nets, considering, you know, the way they've joined the team?
Well, I think they got to look at it as, you know, this is an invitation to finish the season and have an opportunity for next year. I think the focus for them is you know, I compete, try to win games, try to advance in the playoff like any other team. But I think for them individually, it is a great opportunity for them to really be considered for next season, which is, I think, their plan all along. I was with Brooklyn last season, obviously, and know the direction that they were wanting to go. And obviously not having DeAndre Jordan, not having Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Spencer Dinwiddie with the coronavirus. They still got great talent that's going to be on the floor down in Orlando. But I really think guys like Chris Chioza, a former guard from Florida, he's going to have an opportunity to play the point, get a lot of minutes. And with Michael Beasley and Jamal Crawford, you're talking about veteran guys. And this team moving forward is going to be a team that's going to really compete in the East. And those two guys are veteran pieces that could be hanging around next year and be contributors in a big way. And, you know, you got to have star talent in the NBA, but you also got to have great role players. And Jamal Crawford, I was surprised that he's been out this long. I thought he'd get an opportunity. And he's been vocal about that. other NBA players have been vocal about that, that he's not done. He's an older player. You got to have veterans in this league, and you got to have guys that have been through the wars and the battles and know how to succeed and know what success looks like and know how to work and be examples for young players. But, you know, Jamal Crawford is a talent, and I'm curious to see how he plays, honestly. I think he's been ready to go for a long time. We'll see how he fares down in Orlando, but they got to be chomping at the bit to just be able to show themselves and show that they can really compete for this team, because I think it's not just necessarily what's going to be the case for them right now in this bubble in Orlando. It's going to be what's going to be the case for them moving forward into next season, being on a training camp roster and being, you know, in the rotation for next year when they have a real chance to compete, hopefully in a more normal setting for the Nets moving forward.
Jared Sutton, always good talking to you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
That is Jared Sutton, former Mizzou basketball player and now a scout for the New Orleans Pelicans. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.